It's Monday morning, 7:41. This is the time every week that we do our Made in Michigan Mondays, where we get a chance to meet and talk to people from all over Michigan that make interesting things, and a lot of them right here in St. Clair County. And while we don't exclusively just do St. Clair County or Port Huron area businesses, boy, there are a lot of them that are really interesting, including Whiskey Coffee. And Dale Moses is with us right now. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought your number one employee with you as well, Dylan.
Well, that's right.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Dale, tell us how you first got started with coffee.
Well, first, before we start, Paul, I want to give you a gift.
Oh, my God.
This here is
hand-carved. How cool is that?
Whiskey Coffee Company. This is your mason jar, and guess what? I reserved the number 1380 for you. That is your jar.
That is, and it's got our logo on it. It's got my name on it. And so when this is gone, when I've used all this coffee, then what do I do with the jar?
You can refill this jar. This way we become a completely green coffee company,
which
we have eliminated bags. So now you just have this jar here where you can return it to my location, soon to be other locations like Country Style Market. I want to get a kiosk set up there to where you can actually bring this in and refill it. And you get that at a discounted price also, because now that we've eliminated packaging, you get a discounted rate.
That is fantastic. What a great idea this is. And your location, by the way, is in the Grand Trunk?
Well, we used to be in the Grand Trunk Marketplace.
Yep.
We're currently, I actually located right back to my house for right now, because we're kind of in between spots. We're looking for another location. As a matter of fact, now that we're on air, I'd like to talk about that for a quick moment. If there's anybody out there with a building location that would coffee shop would work nicely in, please contact me.
Excellent. So, Whiskey Coffee. What makes it Whiskey Coffee?
Well, it's something.
Those are two of my favorite things, by the way.
Absolutely, yeah. Not to be confused with Irish coffee, because, of course, that's the drink. But something that I created about 10 years ago was soaking the beans in whiskey. Which, what that does, it doesn't flavor the coffee, but it creates a situation with the coffee where it becomes smooth and you don't have that bitter finish.
All right. Very good. Dylan says that these were all his ideas, right?
Yeah. Everything was my idea. He just sells it. I made the recipe. I had the jar idea. It was all me.
I bet it was.
I had a good teacher.
Well, yeah, it's got to be fun having him involved in the business as well.
He's actually ran the little store down there when we had it down at the Grand Trunk. He ran the cash register and helped me out. I taught him the business.
What'd you think of that?
It was pretty cool. I bet it was.
Yeah, I bet it was. Sounds like a lot of fun. So how did you come up with this idea, and why coffee? I mean, when did your interest in making coffee start?
Well, originally, I was on your show almost 10 years ago.
I remember
that, Dale's Hillbilly Coffee.
Yep.
And, how it got started was I was laid off from my job. My wife and I at the time, which was Dylan's mother, and I ordered some green coffee beans online. I found out that that's the only place you could order them. You can go to any store. Still, currently, you can't go buy green coffee beans. So I found an outlet online where I could ordered like a pound of coffee, made a little perforated homemade contraption, put it on my gas grill, and was hand rotisserating it on the gas grill. Dylan's mother looked outside the window and called me a hillbilly for because the smoke's flying and we got coffee beans going everywhere.
So let's back up. Green coffee beans. I mean, I drink coffee every day, but I've never really studied the beans that much. I've only seen, dark brown coffee beans. What's a green coffee bean?
Green is unroasted.
Okay.
So this is the bean that you're going to get. It looks the same as your roasted, except for, of course, now it's going to be roasted, so it changes color.
I see.
Green, it's something that you can't buy in stores.
Yep.
You have to order it online. We don't produce it here in Michigan. South America, Africa, those are your primary coffee places. A little bit in California. We get our beans from South America, Bolivia, Colombia, Nicaragua. So that's where the coffee bean is grown.
Right.
And then anywhere around here that has coffee, as a coffee roaster, gets the green bean and then they roast it.
All right.
There's an art to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you soak your beans in whiskey.
Yes.
How long do they soak?
You got at least 24 hours, at least a day, but usually I let it go longer. I have a unique little method, a secret recipe.
Then you roast them, and it makes a great coffee, doesn't it?
Yes, and non-alcoholic, of course. It's like cooking with alcohol.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So it's not. Yeah, you're not gonna feel any effects of it, or necessarily.
Yeah, we're not gonna get drunk in here this morning, Paul.
Oh well, darn. And also, but it doesn't, like, if you don't like the taste of whiskey, it doesn't taste like whiskey.
Correct. Yes, it's not going to be like a flavoring, really. That's why I like to get away from labeling
this
it as that.
It's part of the process.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a part of the process which makes you it makes the coffee smooth to the palate as opposed to that bitter finish that you get from a lot of coffees.
Yeah. So besides your house, where can people get whiskey coffee?
Okay, this is a great question. Right now, Country Style Market, which is a very cool place. It's at the North End in Fort Gratiot right now. They're also going to have a location down here, downtown.
Right.
Soon, coming this year coming up, which is going to be awesome. They're going to have, they carry it, they've been carrying my product for a while now. A Little Something downtown also carries the jars. We got Express Liquor on Lapeer. I have some bags left there, but we're going to convert completely over into the jars, and they're going to have those. Wally Supermarket in Marysville also carries our product.
Very good. Do you have different flavors or blends or styles or decaf?
Okay, I do have different flavors available. We've done a lot with a coconut rum. I've done some butternut rum. We have a few different styles or in different flavors. Now, as far as the decaf goes, I don't particularly do decaf because it's another chemical situation that they put the bean through.
Right.
And I don't want to really put my name on that because I don't. I haven't heard great things about decaf.
That's fair.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah, that's fine. Dylan, do you drink coffee yet?
No, but I've tried it, and it does taste pretty good.
Yeah. You must like the smell of coffee. You probably smell it a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good stuff. So what's the future for whiskey coffee?
Well, the future is the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as right now, it's a day-to-day situation. I make these jars every day, and that's another business that I have. You could go to Moses Brand on Facebook, and you're going to see pictures of all my glass carvings. I actually do them by hand, Paul.
No kidding.
So that right there was done with a Dremel tool by hand. I hand-carved that.
Wow.
That's another business that I have, and during the holidays, I do a lot of personalized gifts for people, such as that, hand-carved mugs, big mirrors. So I have basically two businesses that I operate out of my house right now. But the future would be I would love to get another facility, another location. But, you know, it's just a matter of it's dollars and cents.
You know,
we got to generate some money. So I hope to make a lot more of these jars and to create this buzz. What the jars also do, it's a return customer. Because once you're empty, you want to come refill it.
You want to come refill it. And that's a great way to do it. I can't thank you enough for this. This is a really cool thing. It's got the Whiskey Coffee Company logo on one side and the WPHM logo and my name on the other side. And it's this really neat mason jar. And you can get a customized jar as well. Or you can just buy one of the jars at Country Style or one of the other places that you mentioned. How do people connect with you again? Website, Facebook, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can call 810-432-1288. That's my direct phone number.
Okay.
You can always contact me through that. You can go to Moses Brand on Facebook. That's going to have all the glass carvings. That's more of my personal Facebook. Mm-hmm. Or you can also go to Whiskey Coffee Company, LLC, on Facebook. You can message me through that. You can see all the ads, pictures, posts, anything that I've done previously. And those are the best ways to contact me.
All right. It's a Made in Michigan Monday product, Whiskey Coffee. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Hey,
really
thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much. If I can,
thank
real
you.
Quick,
yep.
one more thing. I
yep.
want to shout out to my friend Kyle Bailey, the Kyle Bailey Foundation. I currently made some mugs for him, too. And I believe at some point he's going to have me make some more with his logo on it. They're going to be at the Prowlers game. I wanted to make a shout-out to him as well.
Absolutely. We've had Kyle in before, and he's going to be back with us, I think, again in February to talk about the Prowlers game, some other cool stuff he's got coming up in the next year. Guys, Merry Christmas. Thanks
Merry
so much
Christmas.
For coming in. Really
Merry
appreciate
Christmas.
It. All right. Whiskey Coffee.